He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. And it's just me and Alicia because Raven had to leave the room because we're broadcasting from home and there's only 2 mics.
Hi.
Hi. What's going on?
Oh, I just got back from the grocery store.
What was it like?
It was awful.
It's so weird in the new world, right?
There's no paper products anywhere except for napkins. There was napkins at Walmart, but no toilet paper, no cleaning products. It's crazy.
You don't go out that often. So I have to go out every week because like my family just eats through everything. Like there's no choice that we have to. I've been used to it, but yeah, I could see how it's a shock because it's been 12, 13 days since you went out?
13 days. It was 13 days. Yeah. Shopping for 2 weeks is crazy too. Like you can only get so much produce. So the second week you're eating crap because you don't have any fresh produce. You're eating all frozen veggies and freeze dried fruit. It's weird.
So Raven's been home now for an entire week. How's it been going?
It's been interesting, Anna. He's in the middle of the dining room and he's loud. I love when he tells you to stop yelling. I'll hear him go, "Don't yell, Anna." And then he's like yelling at you while he's saying it. I'm like, why are you yelling at her?
Right. I don't understand why he's set up in the middle of your dining room. Like he's set up right in the middle of your house. I'm like in a corner in my family room where I can just close the door and then, you know, no one can bother me and I'm away from everyone. But why did he set up right in the middle of everything? He says he has an office at the house.
Yeah. Well, our downstairs, there's no doors except for the bathroom and the pantry. It's all open concept. So he can't close the door anywhere downstairs. So upstairs, he would be closed in an office and we would never see him. So I guess he just kind of wants to feel like he's home with us.
Has it been fun having him home or more annoying than anything?
Oh, God. I mean, I feel like he's listening to me somewhere.
Well, yeah. So that's the crazy part about this is usually Raven is part of the conversation. But now because we're broadcasting from home, it's just me and Alicia on mics talking to each other, which is kind of awesome and fun.
Right. Right, yep. Just talking junk about my husband. It's cool.
Right, yeah. Paul left his socks on the couch the other night, and I thought that was going to be the end of our marriage after 15 years.
I heard about the socks. I heard about the socks. He hasn't left anything around that's abnormal. I mean, he always leaves stuff out and never puts it back where it's supposed to go. So, I mean, like the thing that drives me the craziest is the dish soap. So the little fancy pumpy thing next to the faucet doesn't work. So we actually have the bottle of dish soap out. And it's like tucked back nice and neat. And he pulls it out and never pushes it back. He just leaves it there on the edge of the counter. Like, why can't you just slide it back? What is the matter with you?
Yeah.
I mean, he's doing that. I guess it's more often now because he's home all day. So.
So what kind of grade do you want to give him?
Oh, God, I feel terrible. Like I feel he's going to get a B, Anna. I can't give him an A. I mean, he's still a man.
Right. I understand. It's like there's some moments where I look at my husband and Paul and I think like, okay, I'm so lucky. Like I have a good guy. We're in this together. And there's other times I look at him and I'm like, oh my God, we're never going to survive this. Like we're never going to make it.
Exactly. I feel the same way. Like I'm lucky. I'm lucky he's home. I'm lucky he's taking care of us. But at the same time, like I want to choke you sometimes. So
yep. I think it is what it is. Safe. I think he should take that B and he should be happy.
Yeah, he really should. I love that he can't have any input on this conversation right now. It's kind of nice.
It
just conversating
nice
with you, huh?
Yeah.
No, nobody's screaming at us.
Right.